We wrap up the 3 o'clock hour of Crunch Time on a Thursday with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round.
It is the lightning round, the post-independence lightning round. We light up fireworks in the air, then they crash to the ground.
A plus. That was a good one today.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Because Murica. Because
Murica.
The
home run derby lineup has been set. There's some big names stepping up the plate for the most important batting practice they will all take this season. Stanton defending his title. The 2017 Rookies of the Year, Judge and Bellinger, go at it, as well as Miguel Sano, Charlie Blackman, and the GOAT, Gary Sanchez. The eight competitors have combined for 171 homers through the halfway point of the season. So I ask, which tally will be higher, the total home runs in the first round or the total home runs of all eight players for the rest of the season? At last year's home run derby, there were 108 home runs at Petco Park.
So they hit 108, so you're saying the rest of the way, the eight guys will combine to hit more than 108 homers?
171.
Oh, so they're going to, the rest of the way, so they got to average like 22 each?
They all got to keep up their averages, yeah.
That never happens. So I'm going to say the under.
All right. Let's also make some more second half predictions. Let's start with the leader in hits in baseball. We've got NL MVP candidate Charlie Blackman. He's leading all players with 109. The Braves' Ender Inciarte has 108, and Jose Altuve with 107. So who ends 2017 as the hit king, Blackman, Inciarte, or Altuve?
You know, I'm always going to go with the guy that has the more experience. Baseball, when they talk about the dog days, that is not lip service. Guys just slow down. It's hotter. They get into the periods where they'll play like 11 games in 12 days. So I'm going to go with the more established stud from Houston, Altuve.
All right. Now for the batting average leader, Daniel Murphy is hitting .341 over 339 plate appearances. He's not just playing the Mets. The Mariners' Ben Gamel is second, hitting .335 with 267 plate appearances. Aaron Judge and Buster Posey are tied at .331 with 352 and 308 plate appearances respectively. Who ends 2017 with baseball's highest average, Murphy, Gamel, Judge, or Posey?
Posey and Murphy are the favorites because they've sustained and hit for big average over the course of a season. Posey's going to be playing in a lot of meaningless games with no pressure.
He'll play.
I think in that lineup, Murphy's got a better chance because there's such good coverage. So I'm going to go with Murph.
All right. Now for the strikeout king, and I'm not talking about pitchers, but the batters that the pitchers strike out.
Ruh-roh.
Home run derby contestant Miguel Sano and the A's' Chris Davis both have 113 so far this season, with Joey Gallo only one behind at 112, and Keon Broxton rounds out the top five with 110. Sano last season finished in the top five with 178, while the other Chris Davis took the title with 219. Wow. So who ends 2017 with the most strikeouts? Sano, Chris Davis with a K, Joey Gallo, or Broxton?
Isn't that kind of like if you went up to Chris Davis in a bar and you didn't know him, so what do you do for a living? Well, I strike out a lot. You would expect me to say I'm an MLB player, but it wouldn't be completely accurate. So I'm going to go with the K-man in a lot of different ways.
All right. Now for the pitching categories. ERA is an interesting one because you do have to be qualified to actually win the title. So that's 162 innings pitched by the end of the season. Alex Wood of the Dodgers is only 6 innings away from being qualified, so I'm going to count him in this. He's at 80.2 innings as compared to 86 to be qualified. He is 10-0 with a 1.67 ERA. Now, among those qualified, Scherzer has a 1.94, Kershaw has a 2.19, and Chris Sale at 2.61. So who finishes as the 2017 ERA king, Wood, Scherzer, or Kershaw?
Man, Kershaw looks like he's just on at another level again, but so is Scherzer. That's going to be a close one. You're going to be asking me this. I think they're going to be down to like their last couple of starts, and I'm just trying to think. The division that Scherzer pitches in, yeah, I got to go with Scherzer. He's going to be facing bunch of crappy offenses, except for Stanton, the rest of the way in the month of September.
Real quick, do you think he has enough to overtake wins and take the pitcher's triple crown, which is wins, ERA, and strikeouts?
Strikeouts, obviously, he can. How many wins does he have?
He has 9 wins.
Yeah, that's the problem. Kershaw's up to 13 already.
Yep.
I wouldn't bet on that. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that at all.
Now, for strikeouts for pitchers, I think you answered it, but Chris Sale is actually mowing down batters above a league average rate of 166. Scherzer is only 3 batters behind. Both of them actually have 17 starts and 120 and two-thirds innings pitched, while Clayton Kershaw has 146 Ks, but he's pitched the most innings in baseball. So out of all pitchers, who ends with the most punch-outs in 2017? Sale, Scherzer, or Kershaw?
Man, it just seems like consistently, even though Scherzer's up there, Sale just gets 9.6 every game. And he could sustain a lefty, and Fenway needs a lot of strikeouts. I'm going to go with Sale.
Interesting. The Astros might be just a couple weeks away from wrapping up the AL West. They're at 58-27. They're 16 games ahead of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Meanwhile, in the NL West with 57 wins are the Los Angeles Dodgers of Los Angeles, who are slowly pulling away from the Diamondbacks and Rockies. Who ends 2017 with the most wins, the Astros, the Dodgers, or the field?
Astros are at 58. LA, you just said. You know, it would take Washington. I don't think anybody... The West with the Angels, Rangers, Mariners, not bad. Boy, that's a great question. I think with their offense over the course of a year, and especially if it gets to a point, some of those teams who are sort of in it are going to wrap it up. I'm going to go with Houston. I'm going to go with the 2014 Sports Illustrated prediction.